Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Excuse me, I'm interested in cooking Chinese and Korean food, so I'm trying to find a recipe book written by Arthur Che. Can you help me?
Oh, I think I know which one you mean. It should be in our International Culture and Cuisine section.
I already tried looking there, but I couldn't find it on any of the shelves.
Well, according to our database, we should have one copy left. I'll ask one of our part-time workers to help you locate it. Please wait a moment.
Number 32. Where is the conversation most likely taking place? Number 33. What does the woman want to know? Number 34. What will the man probably do next? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
Excuse me, I dropped my suit off here 3 days ago and asked you to dry clean it. However, after picking it up this morning, I noticed that two buttons are missing.
Oh, I'm really sorry about that. I actually found the buttons in the dry cleaning machine. Do you have the suit with you now?
Yes, here it is. This is my favorite suit, so I'm really not happy about this.
I completely understand. Don't worry, I can fix this and make it look perfect. And of course, I won't charge you anything for it.
Number 35. When did the man pick up his suit from the dry cleaner? Number 36. What is indicated about the man's suit? Number 37. What does the woman promise to do? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, I'm really surprised I made it here on time. The road construction on Pringle Street is causing massive traffic jams downtown. I couldn't move for around 30 minutes.
That sounds terrible. Well, you made it just in time. Your appointment with the dentist is in 2 minutes. Please take a seat in the waiting room for a moment.
Okay, but first, I'm going to give my teeth a quick clean in your restroom. I forgot to brush them after I ate lunch today.
Number 38. Where's the conversation most likely taking place? Number 39. What problem does the man mention? Number 40. What will the man probably do next? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Hi, Kelly. Hi, Tina. Did you both go to see the new Randy Cusack movie at the cinema last night?
Unfortunately, we couldn't go. Our department had an urgent meeting which lasted a lot longer than expected.
But we're planning to go and see it tonight instead. Would you like to join us?
Well, I don't have any plans tonight, and I'd like to see the film. What time is it being shown this evening?
It's on at 6:15 and at 8:30. I'd prefer to go to the later showing, so let's meet outside our office at 7:30.
Good idea. Then we can take a taxi downtown together.
Number 41. What are the speakers mainly discussing? Number 42. What did the women do yesterday? Number 43. When did the women want to meet the man? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Good morning, this is Adrian Clark. You're currently fixing my Assisi 800 laptop computer. I was wondering if you could tell me how the repairs are going.
Hello, Mr. Clark. Let me check first. Oh, we are almost done. How about coming to pick it up on Saturday? We're closed on Friday for the national holiday, and we don't open on Sundays.
Sure, I'll be free all day. Is there anything that I need to bring?
Yes, we need to check the warranty that came with your laptop. Please bring that to ensure that you do not have to pay for our service.
Number 44. What is the purpose of the man's call? Number 45. When will the man visit the woman's workplace? Number 46. What is the man instructed to bring? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, I'm calling to find out if you are currently hiring any new employees at Magic Mountain World.
Yes, we're recruiting a supervisor for our new burger restaurant, and we are trying to fill a few positions in our information office. We are always looking for new staff here at the amusement park.
Sounds great. I'm very skilled at handling customers and their inquiries, so a job in the information office would suit me best.
Would you like to know how to apply?
Oh, yes, please.
Actually, there's not much to do. Just email your resume and a cover letter to me, and I will pass them on to the HR manager.
Number 47. Where does the man most likely work? Number 48. What does the woman say she is good at? Number 49. What does the man imply when he says,
"There's not much to do"?
Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Mary. It sounds like you're working hard to organize our charity dinner. I hope we can raise a lot of money at the event.
I hope so, too. What do you think about holding the event at the Bowery Hotel? It's definitely big enough to accommodate our staff.
Well, I think its banquet hall may be a little expensive to rent. We should try to keep costs to a minimum.
That's true. Do you have any other place in mind?
How about the Woodman Travel Inn instead?
Okay. I'll take a proper look at the rates and facilities offered by both places and choose the best one.
Number 50. What are the man and woman discussing? Number 51. What is the man concerned about? Number 52. What does the woman say she will do? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Emily, do you have anything planned for this weekend? I'm going to meet up with our French business partners and take them out for dinner.
That sounds fun.
Why don't you join us?
Actually, my mom and dad are flying in from Canada, so I'll be pretty busy doing things with them this weekend.
That's nice. Are they going to stay with you at your apartment while they are in town?
I don't have the space for it. That reminds me, I really must call the Sirius Hotel and book a room for them. I'll be back in a few minutes.
Number 53. What are the speakers mainly discussing? Number 54. Who is the woman planning to meet? Number 55. What does the woman imply when she says,
"I don't have the space for it"?
Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Thank you for calling T-Max Engineering Incorporated. How may I help you?
Hello, this is Dan Maitland calling. I'm afraid I can't remember the exact time of my interview with Mr. Chapman today. Would you be able to tell me?
Sure. Oh, it's at 10 a.m., which is just 15 minutes from now. Would you like me to inform Mr. Chapman that you are running a little late?
No, that's not necessary. I'm just pulling into the parking lot in the basement level. Once I've found a spot to park, I'll take the elevator straight up to your office on the 15th floor. Thanks.
Number 56. Why is the man calling? Number 57. What does the woman offer to do for the man? Number 58. What will the man most likely do next? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Hello, I just popped in to ask about a set of Pro Shot golf clubs that I ordered from your store. They still haven't been delivered to my home.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll just check with the staff member who handled the order. Frank, can you help this customer, please? Her clubs haven't arrived yet.
Hello again, madam. I'm afraid sometimes we don't have goods in stock and we need to order them from the manufacturer.
I see. I guess it can take some time. But it has been almost 10 days now.
That is a long time to wait. Frank, why don't you contact ProShot to check on the order? They are usually very helpful.
Sure thing. They'll do everything they can to fix the situation, ma'am.
Number 59. Where does the conversation most likely take place? Number 60. What does the woman mean when she says,
I guess it can take some time?
Number 61. What do the men imply about ProShot? Question 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation.
It seems that the overall improvement to our city's transportation system was caused mainly by adding more lanes to city highways.
That's great, but I'm still curious why there have been so many problems with the subway system.
We have some interesting information about that. Even though we have been running subway trains more frequently, there is not enough room within the stations to accommodate that many people.
I didn't expect that. I'm meeting a senior officer from the City Council's Transportation Department this afternoon, and I'll be sure to discuss this with him.
Number 62. How is the city's transportation system improved? Number 63. What problem does the man mention about the subway system? Number 64. What does the woman intend to do? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and sign.
Amy, I need you to go to the baggage claim area and help our passengers. One of our flights was canceled, so the bags are going to be taken off the plane now.
No problem, Jeff. What was the problem with the flight, by the way?
The engineers found a mechanical fault, and it'll take a long time to fix. The passengers will be taken to a hotel for the night.
Where will they go? I think most places near the airport are probably full right now.
That's what I'm afraid of. I'm going to try calling a few places now to ask if they have rooms.
Good luck with that. Hopefully we can keep everyone happy.
Number 65. What does the man ask the woman to do? Number 66. Look at the graphic. Which flight are the speakers discussing? Number 67. What will the man most likely do next? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and map.
Hey, Maggie, I'm glad you made it here on time. Is this your first time to go hiking in Fairmount National Park?
Yes, and I'm really looking forward to it. Have Brian and Katie arrived yet?
No, but they're on their way. I'd guess that they're probably stuck in traffic. The park receives a large number of visitors on Saturday and Sunday.
So it seems. So, are we still planning to hike the shortest trail?
That's right. It's less than 10 kilometers, so I'm sure we'll be able to finish the course quite quickly.
Great. Let's go to the convenience store while we wait for the others. I want to get some water and snacks for the hike.
Number 68. What does the man say about Fairmount National Park? Number 69. Look at the graphic. What mountain are the speakers most likely planning to go to? Number 70. What will the speakers probably do next?